Welcome, this is Coach Cammy with a mindful pause with my butterfly teacher. I use the monarch butterfly as inspiration often for meditation. The story of the monarch butterfly begins on a particular tree that grows on a particular mountain range in Mexico that serves as the birthplace for this remarkable species. 4 generations of monarch travel north through the summer months. The late summer monarch, or super monarch as it is called, faces the amazing challenge of flying the thousands of miles back to its home. So how do super monarchs know where to go? They've never been to Mexico. Their parents or grandparents have never been to Mexico. How is this possible? Bryant McGill has a great quote reminding us inside each of us, there's a marvelous compass which greatly favors life, freedom, and vitality. Science cannot yet fully explain this mystery. It's thought that their inner compass somehow draws them to the destination of their calling. We do know that the monarch's existence is in jeopardy. Numbers have been falling dramatically in recent decades. The monarch butterfly is close to being placed on the endangered or threatened species list. Many suspect that toxins in the environment, including air and possibly noise pollution, may contribute. Others surmise that landscape and roadside maintenance choices like mowing and use of herbicides threaten their food supply. The monarch is not the only species threatened by our increasingly toxic environments. An alarming number of Americans face unprecedented levels of stress in their personal and professional lives. These unhealthy environments can interrupt our own wellness and ability to thrive. Threats include toxins in our food supply, the environment, relationships, and even the thoughts we think. So let's use this mindful pause to stop and listen to our teacher, the monarch. Let's breathe. Each breath carrying in the lightness of being of a butterfly. Sustaining this light breathing, we think with imagery of a monarch scene. Here, now, present, sensing, feeling, being in your body with light and alert attention. Feeling connected to the floor, supported and held by the earth. Your tall spine connects at your crown to infinite sky. Between these two connections is the physical manifestation of you, like the monarch, a unique ray of creation that has your own particular light and energy to bring into the world. Breathing, we connect our body and mind. Breathing with the lightness of butterfly. Settled, grounded, and light. We think. Begin by relaxing. Let your spirit rest. Gently let go of busy things in your mind. Allow your body to slow down. Allow the next deep breath to bring in refreshment and let it out slowly. Doing this 3 times, 1 to settle the body, 1 to settle the emotions, 1 to settle the busy mind. Gradually sinking into a quiet place of ease and comfort. Move your awareness now into your inner self, your inner compass. When you are inside, visualize a peaceful and inviting wooded area. There's a trail that meanders through the trees. Look for it. When you find it, begin to walk on this narrow path. As you walk along, notice that it's September, autumn, the month of the great migration of monarch toward its original home in Mexico. The air is cooler. The sun is at a slightly lower angle. Notice the first signs of autumn in the landscape. The earliest leaves beginning to change. Acorns on the ground, sumac beginning to turn red, insects singing their autumn songs, geese and other migratory birds begin to flock. The signs are there. Change, transition. A shift is happening in the world around you. You now come to a widening of the path that leads to a border of oak trees with a native prairie in its center. The earth wears a beautiful tapestry of fall wildflowers. The sedum, aster, salvia, zinnia, goldenrod. In this circle, there's an old wooden bench. Go to the bench and sit down. Abide there and let the mellow beauty of the landscape penetrate your whole being. As you sit in this space of wonderment and beauty, reflect on your own life. Sink awareness down to your heart, your inner compass. Ponder the part of your life that feels satisfying and rewarding. The dimensions of your life that are beautiful and plentiful, like the wildflowers. Autumn is a time to harvest. Pause to collect the blessings of your life. Now you notice the monarchs. Some are flitting about among the wildflowers, playful, busy, gathering energy. You spy a nearby tree branch laden with resting monarchs, huddled together to remain warm during the cooler autumn nights. As you watch, become aware of a part of your life that is playful. Or the part of your life that is busy collecting. Or aspects of your life where you're huddled together for security and warmth. Take time to be with this scene and remain open to the insight or message that it reveals for you. What does it feel like to be surrounded with signs of change? Is it reassuring? Scary? Motivating? Is it helpful? Challenging? Does it inspire or encourage you? Finally, you arise from the bench in the woods to go back the way you came. But before you leave this sanctuary of change, one monarch makes its way to you at your bench and settles on your arm. It rests there, slowly stretching its wings, touching the skin of your arm, looking for nutrients for its journey. Notice its color, shape and size. Sit with it. Breathe with the light movement of the wings. What message does this particular butterfly have for you? Listen. Listen with the heart, not your head. As delicately as your friend arrived, it lifts off again, returning to your landscape of beauty and change. And you lift from the bench lightly too, feeling perhaps a bit lighter than when you sat down. And you begin your path toward home. As you arrive at the entrance of the woods, turn around and look once more at your autumn sanctuary. A beautiful image of the natural occurrence of change, the grace of transition, the journey toward new beginnings. Recall the visit from your butterfly friend and listen for a message that stirs in your heart. What is this message? Repeat it slowly and quietly to yourself. Gently come back to this time and place. Take time to write down anything you would like to remember from your time with your butterfly teacher. And as we draw this mindful pause to a close, we choose to continue seeking inspiration from the butterfly. Choose lightness of being. Choose to prioritize a rest for self-care. Choose to move and stretch your body daily. Choose to see life as a miracle. And choose to remember you are a miracle. Peace.